This is Will's Band of the Week for September 11th, 2022. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will with a special, abbreviated version of the podcast. I did, in fact, find time to just pre-record this short thing while I'm gone. This week and next week we'll have little short ones, and then back the following week, hopefully, with the full version, like the full band version of Will's Band of the Week. Last week, for David's bonus song of the week, he selected a track by Mo Troper, and I said at the time, I'm going to put this album on my list, and I'm going to listen to it, and I did, and I think it's really good, so I thought I'd delve into Mo Troper a little bit more. He's a guy from Portland, and he's one of those, you run across these people from time to time, super prolific, really good songwriters, kind of sound really DIY. Some of the recordings sound lo-fi, but cool lo-fi. This is like the fourth or fifth album by Mo Troper, but I only discovered him like about a week ago from recording this. The latest album just released is called MTV, and it's a combination, I would say, of really catchy pop songwriting and then some kind of noisy experimental stuff, and it's just fun and cool. So let's play some of it. Here's one. I think we'll start with one that is just the pure pop song called I Fall Into Her Arms. That's Mo Troper. That was the majority of the song. It's only a minute 34. So one of those classic, super catchy songs where they end it so you're left wanting more. Pretty cool. Let's see. What are we going to play next? Here's one that starts like it's going to be kind of another, catchy pop track, which it is, but then it goes into some cool, really noisy stuff, which is fun. Number 7, Royal Jelly.
If I'm gonna get through tonight, I'll need more cigarettes and a new light. It's no secret my safety net beyond repair. I don't want you to sleep with someone new. I've changed my mind.
Mo Troper, take a nice kind of sensitive sounding melody and then mess it up. Pretty fun. All right, let's see. Where do we go next with this one? How about, here's a good one. By the way, this is 15 songs and about 30 or 31 minutes, I think. So I think David mentioned that. Fun length, and it's a fun listen. Let's play number 10, Play Dumb. That's Mo Troper, catchy pop track. All right, we can play one more. Let's do it. We have our standard three, but the only featured band, they get four. Here's a fun one. Gives an idea, I think, of the kind of experimental side of things and fun. Number six, Power Pop Chat. We'll be right back. That's fun stuff, Mo Troper. I did delve back a little bit in his catalog, and he's got an album, his previous album. His most recent album was released about a year ago called Dilettante, and I sampled that a little bit. It sounded really cool, so I'm going to have to check that one out too. So if you like that, listen to some more Mo Troper. So that's what I've got for you this week. And yeah, I think we'll have another quick one next week, hoping to. If I don't, then I won't. But I think I'm going to talk to you again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.